Okay, today's daf ches. Let's take it from the two lines down from the top here. The Gemara yesterday is talking about using chulin versus meiser sheni money for buying various karbanos. So the Gemara now analyzes the Mishnah. The Gemara says two lines down, Amar Mar, Beit Hillel Omrim Min HaMeiser. So he says that a person could bring the chagiga of Yom Tov Rishon, he could bring it from meiser sheni. So asks Gemara, Amai, why is that allowed? We have a klal, the davar shebechovahu. When a person is trying to exempt himself, to pot himself from an obligation that he has, he's not allowed to use meiser. He has to use a chulin. You can't use meiser money to fulfill a chova. So Gemara answers, Amar ula b'tofel. So we're talking about tofel. Tofel, lashon ikar v'tofel. Tofel means where you combine it, your me'urav, you mix it together with other monies. Meaning you can't take everything exclusively from meiser sheni. But if you buy an animal, carbon, with chulin money, you're allowed to add to it from meiser sheni. So that's what it means. Yes, be'ikr, you have to use chulin money to fulfill this obligation, this chiv of the carbon chagiga, but you can be tofel along with it, meiser sheni money as well. So there's a machlokas. Now, amarim, how does tofel exactly work? And it's unclear what the machlokas in amarim is. Rashi and Tosa try to weigh in. I don't fully grasp it, but the Gemara says as follows. The Chizkin of Yochanan of Machlok is how is one tofel ma'isa sheni mano maos with chulin maos. So first Chizki weighs in. Chizki amar, toflin behema le behema vein toflin maos le maos. So he says you could use some chulin or all chulin money to buy animal A, and then you could use ma'isa sheni money to buy animal B. But what you can't do is you can't mix the monies together to buy one large animal. That's Chizkiya's understanding. Again, Tofen, Behema, Behema. You could buy two separate animals, one Chulin, one Meiser, but ain't Tofen, most the most. You can't combine money to buy one larger animal. We'll look at Rashi in just a moment. Rabbi Yochanan says the complete opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Tofen, most the most. You could do, mix the money together of a Chulin along with Meiser Sheni and buy one larger animal, but what you can't do is, Vein Tofen, Behema, Behema. You can't buy Behema A with Chulin and Behema B with Meiser Sheni. So you look at Rashi to explain a little bit here. Rashi says three lines down from the top here. Chizki Amar, Behema le Behema im yeshlo ochen harbe. If you have a lot of people eating in your Suda, ve'ein lehem sipuk ve'behema achas, it's not sufficient to serve them all with just one animal. Yavi achas lechagiga min hachulin. You could buy animal A with chulin, which is the obligation you could fulfill with chulin. Vashar, and the other animals, min hamais, you could buy a second animal, a third animal, a fourth animal with maiser sheni. V'yafa pi shekulin habaos b'yom rishon shem chagiga lehen. Even though you're right, all the additional animals you buy will be called a chagiga. In the end of the day, since you're kfar yatsi, yadei chove b'rishon, and since you already fulfilled your obligation with the first animal, minachulin, the additional animals, although they are chagigas, do not need to come from chulin. They're not considered chovos anymore. They're helpful. You need them to feed people, but they're not called a chova. So in other words, the first animal is a chagiga, that's a chova. The additional ones are chagigas, that are, let's call them reshus, which case you're allowed to bring it from the meiser shenis. That's the understanding of Chizkiya. Then Rashi continues. However, ein tofen maos the maos. According to Chizkiya, liknos behema gadola. You can't put the money together to buy one larger animal. According to Chizkiya. Now Rashi continues. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ipcha. He says the complete opposite. So what's the machlokas? Rashi tries to weigh in here a little bit. Lamai is chaze le shapir tvei lamar. To one of them, it makes more sense. Yitzias yedei chavasa minachulin kishemevi behema shlema minachulin. According to Chizkiya, he felt it was more appropriate to buy one animal that's absolutely chulin, that's completely chulin, and there's no maos or maaser sheni involved in it. That's Shitas Chizkiya. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ulamar, to the other opinion, it's chazile, it's more appropriate to him, Shapir Tvei, it's better. Kishachulin mu'uravin im kol achilosav. He felt that all five animals, let's say, you're bringing five chagigas, that every one of the five animals should have some element of chulin involved in it, because it's still called the chagiga. But to have all the chulin in the first animal and only ma'aser sheni in the additional animals, isn't that taking away from it being a chagiga? Don't they have to come from a chulin? So he felt it's better to disperse the chulin amongst all them, so better to have one large animal that has a mixture of chulin and ma'aser, as opposed to one animal chulin and another animal exclusively from ma'aser sheni. So that's the understanding according to Rashi. Tosfos also weighs in. We're not going to go through with this, but that's the machlokas here. So now the Gemara brings two braises, one to support Rabbi Yochanan, one to support Chizkiya. Tanya Kavasa de Chizkiya and Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavasa de Rabbi Yochanan, the one that supports Rabbi Yochanan again, Rabbi Yochanan one who holds, it's better to mix the monies together and buy one larger animal and not to buy separate animals. So what's the braise? Misas, it says in the pasuk, it talks about, read the whole pasuk, it says, Vasisa chag shuos l'Hashem l'kecha, Misas nidvas yodcha, asher titen t'asher yivarcha Hashem l'kecha. So what's the lashon misas? We'll see misas means to use chulin. We'll see later on the amud here. It's based on a pasuk in Esther. Misas milamed. The word misas is in the Torah, but the understanding is based on a pasuk in Megillah. We'll see. So misas milamed she'adam mevi chavasa minachulin. When you're buying the chagiga on Shavuos, you should use misas, which is chulin. Minayin shimrata la'ariv ma'ariv. You want to mix together money along with ma'ase sheni along with the chulin. How do you know that's allowed? As you're blessed, that implies that you mix them together. So, as blessed as you are, you could add ma'aseh sheni with chulin. That's somehow the understanding of it. If you look at Rashi, asher yivarecha, mikol asher yivarecha, says Rashi, from all the money that you have, whether it's chulin, whether you're ma'aseh, you can mix it together. So this supports Rabbi Yochanan that you can mix the money together to buy one larger animal. Tani kavasa dechizkiya. The Brayse that supports Chizkiya, and Chizkiya says that no, you shouldn't buy one larger animal. Rather, one animal should be exclusively from Chulin, and the other animals could come from Ma'aser Sheni. What's this Brayse? So Tani Kavasa de Chizkiya, Misas Milamech Adam Mevi Chavasa Minachulin, that you have to bring all your Chavas from a Chulin. Beishami Omrim, Yom Misho Minachulin, day one must come exclusively from Chulin. All the carbonos you bring, even if it's six of them, you have to all have from Chulin. Mikan ve'elach min ha'maiser, that they on, from Chol HaMoed and on, you could bring Ma'aser Sheni to fulfill any obligations or carbonos. Beis Hillel, which is our, how we paskin, Beis Hillel omrim, achila rishona min ha'chulim. Now, according to the Hava Mina here, we're going to change this on Amud Beis, but for now at least, achila rishona sounds like the behema rishona. The entire animal, the first animal must be exclusively from the chulin. Mikan ve'elach, the additional animals 2, 3, and 4, can come min ha'maaser. So that supports Chizkiya, that you can't mix the money together to buy one animal. No, one animal must be exclusively, absolutely from Chulim. And then the Gemara just adds to continue with the Braisa, and we'll get to this in just a second, but just to finish the Braisa, Vishar Kol Yimos HaPesach, the rest of the days of Pesach, Adam Yotze Yidei Chavasa B'maaser Behem, a person can fulfill his obligation to bring any karbanos from Ma'aser Sheni. Rashi says Mikan ve'elach means Sheino Ela Simcha. All the additional karbanos that a person brings throughout the days of Pesach is just to fulfill Shalmei Simcha. Deilu Chagiga, we already addressed Chagiga. Chagiga is only Ksiv Chagosim, also Yom Echad V'Sulo. Chagiga is only day one. Afin Ma'aser, but the additional ones are considered Shlamim and Shalmei Simcha, and that can come from Ma'aser. Only the Chiv of Chagiga must come from Chulin, but the additional days of Simcha can come from Ma'aser. That concludes the Braisa. So we see there's a Braisa that both supports Chizkiya and supports Rabbi Yochanan. So ask the Gemara now a very, very interesting question. The Yom Tov, my time alone. Why can you bring this on Yom Tov? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains the question here. The Yom Tov, my time alone, nafik b'ma'aser behema, b'shar chilos, chutz man rishona. So kiecha d'shari b'ma'aser sheni. So the din is that you're not allowed to bring, we've been talking about ma'aser sheni up until now. When it comes to ma'aser behema, ma'aser behema is different. Ma'aser behema is when I have a flock every year and different points of the year, I need to count every 10th animal. It's called ma'aser behema. It becomes a karbon. So the Gemara implies that I cannot bring ma'aser behema on yantif as a karbon. Why can't I use ma'aser behema as a yantif karbon? So says the Gemara something very important. Amravashi dilma asi la asuri b'yantif. So one might have thought that if I could bring ma'aser behema on yantif, I might also be mafresh Ma'aser Behema. I mean, if I had Ma'aser Behema, I was mafresh last week. And now it's Yontif. In theory, I can, on a derived level, I can use Ma'aser Behema as a carbon. The problem is, if I allow myself to use it as a carbon, I might also do the hafrash itself and count the 10th animal on Yontif, which is a problem. Why is it a problem? V'ef shar la'aser b'yontif. You can't do Ma'aser Behema on Yontif. Why? Mishum sikrasa. So, sikrasa, what's sikrasa? When they had the 10th animal go out, they'd make a little red mark on the animal. Rashi quotes it. They would color. They would dye it. And that's a violation of Tzoveya, Mlacha Deraisa. And for that reason, they said, don't use Ma'aser Behema or Nantif, lest you come to do the Hafrasha itself. So now Tosa asks a very important question, which gets to a fundamental understanding of Machlokas, how to understand the Hafrasha Ma'aser Behema. Look at Tosa's, Dir Maschel Mishim Sikrasa. Tosa's quotes, Hiksha, Harav Rabbeinu Elchanan. Tepik Lei, Dein Makdishim B'yamtif. Why is the Gemara saying, because you might come to draw a little color, a red line on the animal? It's another issue. You can't be makdish things on Yontif. It's a violation of making something hektish. Kid the kamer be perak basa debates. You're not allowed to do hektish on Yontif. So Tosa asks, answer two ways. V'yeshalmar, the shiny hacha, the kedusha v'omedes. He says you're not actually being makdish anything. It happens automatically. So for example, we have two types of hektashos in general. Bechor. An animal is born first, a child is born, the bechor. You're not makdish the animal, you're not makdish the animal, it happens memela. I didn't do anything, it happens from Shemayim. The other approach is I'm makdish a table. I was proactive in creating kedusha. So how do we categorize ma'isa behema? The animal walks out. Is that my hafrasha or just a natural way of going out and min hashamayim, mimela, it's kadosh on its own? So says Tosin, the first answer, I don't do it, I'm a makdish it. It happens mimela. It's kedusha v'omedes. It's all automatic, and therefore it's not a problem of hektish. It must therefore be a problem of soveya. That's first answer of Tosos. Now the next few words throws us off. The Rashash changes the girsa or changes the understanding. Kevan dechai min hatorah lekadsho. That line sounds like I'm obligated to actually be makdish it. We just said it happens mimela. But here it sounds you are makdishit. The Rosh says no. Even though there's a mitzvah to makdishit, says the Rosh Hash, the essence of the kedusha happens memela. That's how the Rosh Hash reads it. That's all answer one. Drop down one line in Tosis, the first word in the line. Tirtz. Ditzvia denakit. Why did they choose tzvia as the concern of being mafresh ma'isim heim on Shabbos, the coloring of it? The fishu iser deraisa. That's an iser deraisa to do tzoveya. Hilchach gazube. They were gozer. Of a makdish, if you remember the sugyas in the Mishnah Maseches Beitzah, this or makdish something on Shabbos isn't an iser deraisa. It's only an iser derabanan. The lo havirakum derabanan lo gazer. They were not gozer because of the chashash of a hektish. But tzaveya is an iser deraisa. So it comes out from this understanding of Tosas. I am actually makdish the animal. I makdish the ma'aseh behemah. When it comes out, I count the asiri. That's me being makdish. Isn't it a problem of hektish? No, it's only an iser mer derabanan. We're not gozer and iser mer derabanan. What comes out from these 2 days of Tosas is to review ma'aseh behemah as a kedusha ve'omedes. It happens mimela. I'm not involved as the owner. Or no, we view this as me being makdish it. And that's a very important machlokas in the 2 days in Tosas. So back inside the Gemara now. Gemara says, my mashma d'hai misas lishna d'chulunhu. We just used a very strange word above misas, that misas tells me that you have to use chulin money to buy a chagigah. Who says the word misas means chulin? What's the basis? And the Gemara invokes a pasuk in Megillah, the Chassid, it says in the pasuk in Megillah, Esther, Vayosim HaMelech HaChashverosh, Mas Al Haaretz V'Iyeh Hayam. He placed taxes on the various places and the various islands, and based on that pasuk of Mas is a tax, it's a chulin. We use the word misas also, although it doesn't mean tax, but it doesn't mean hektish, it means chulin money. The Gemara then says, we said in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf, Yisrael yotzin yidei chavasan b'nedarm u'nedavus. A person could fulfill his obligation with bringing his neder and nedav, referring to the obligation of shalmei simcha. You could use any obligation you have, any pre-existing karbon, you could use to fulfill your obligation of shalmei simcha. So Gemara says, Tani rabbanan v'samachta b'chagecha, the rabbos kol minei smachos l'simcha. So v'smachta b'chagech is all inclusive. You're allowed to use all types of karbanos, whether it's a nether, whether it's an adava, anything you want to fulfill your obligation of v'smachta b'chagecha of shalmei simcha. And mikan amru chacham. From here we see that chachamim learned Yisrael yotzin yidei chavasan b'nedarim u'nedavos u'v'maisa behema v'akohanim b'chatas v'asham u'bechor b'chaz v'shok. That kohanim, there's certain karbanos that only kohanim may eat from, such as a chatas and asham. So although you and I can't benefit from it, the kohanim can use these parts of the animals to fulfill their obligation of shalmei chid simcha. Now one might have thought, yachal af be'ofos munachos. So once we're expanding with samachta b'chagecha to all types of karbanos, why stop by a behema? Maybe we should include even the birds and even the flower offerings as well. Tamlomer v'samachta b'chagecha. What's the drasha, says the Gemara unto Amud Beis? Mi shechagiga ba mehem atzu elu shein chagiga ba mehem. So there's a connection between v'samachta of shalmei simcha, the b'chagecha, to a chagiga. A chagiga only comes from a behema, not from an ofer, a mincha. So too, by extension, a shalmei simcha can only come from that which chagiga comes from, namely behema, to the exclusion of ofos and menachos. The Gemara then brings another drasha in Rav Ashi's name, two lines down. Rav Ashi Amar, mi v'samachta nafka. That we learn from the word v'samachta alone, not v'chagecha. We don't need v'chagecha to tell me that you can't bring ofos menachos. The word v'samachta itself implies it. How do we know? Yatsu elu shein bam v'simcha. There's no simcha. There's no simcha involved in that. People don't enjoy ofos menachos that much, where it's going to excite a person. So only a behema has the lashon of a simcha. You don't need the word v'chagecha to teach me the drasha. The Gemara then says, Rav Ashi, so then, hi b'chagecha my avilei. So if he doesn't need the word of chagecha to teach me the drasha, he knows it from the word of v'samachta to exclude menachos and ofos. So what does he do with the word b'chagecha? My avilei, hahu l'chrab Daniel bar katina, damar rav Daniel bar katina, amar rav minayin she'en nosin nashim b'moed, good chazar from Meseches Moed Katam. How do you know you can get married on chalamoed or yantif? She'namar v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. Person has to rejoice in the chag, not in the wife, and that's what he does with the word chagecha. But v'samachta is the one that teaches me the drasha, not ofos and menachos are not included in Shalmei Simcha. Now the new Mishnah tells us as follows. Mishi yesh la'ochlen merubim, v'nechasin muatim, a person who's got a lot of family members, he's serving a large meal, but he doesn't have that much money. Nechasin muatim, what should he do? Maybe shalmim merubim v'olos muatas. The Mishnah is giving you an etzah, how to use your money properly. How does one use the money properly? By buying shlamim, because since people eat from the shlamim, there's more available food for people to eat. As opposed to an ola, nobody eats from it, so don't waste your money on olos. Use the small money you have to buy shlamim. That's the best etza. Now, if a person is the opposite situation, whereby he has nechasim merubim, he's got a lot of money, but ochlen muatim, a very small family, a small meal he's having, so he doesn't need to buy so many shlamim, so he could use all the money for olos. So maybe olos merubos, bring a lot of olos. He doesn't need to eat from it. He has a small family. And shlamim muatim, and bring small amounts of shlamim, enough to feed the family at the meal. Zev zev muat. Let's say he's got small amounts of family members and small amounts of money. So what should you do? Zev ne'mar, that case, what the Mishnah told us, mea kesef, shtei kesef, that that's we have the exact price, how much a person should spend in the chagiga, and then the olos riyah, that the guy's got not so much money and very small amounts of people coming, so just buy this the bare minimum. They use mea kesef and shtei kesef respectively. V'zev zem merubim, if a person has a lot of money and he also has a lot of family members and a large meal, al zet nemar, on that the pasuk says each kimat nas yado kivir gasa shem lokecha hashem nasan lach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the person and he should use his wherewithal to support the family members to have a large meal to serve everyone at the meal. So that's those are the four different permutations in the Mishnah. Fine. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. We said the first line of the Mishnah here, that a guy who has a lot of family members, a lot of ochlim, and nechasim muatim, he should buy a lot of shlamim. Asks the Gemara, very simple question. Shlamim merubim mehecha maisi. Halesa, we just said the guy's got no money. So where is he buying a lot of shlamim from if he's got very little money? So here, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda says, tofel umevi pargadol. That's Rav Chisda from Amun Aleph, who says, no, yes, he doesn't have that much money, but if he mixes together his chulin money, and he mixes together his maisa sheni money, he's able to buy multiple animals. Right? Chisda and Amun Aleph says, you can't buy one large animal, but you can buy multiple animals. So animal A, you use with chulin, and the other animal you use maisa sheni, and you gather together all the different money you have, your tofel. And that's how, although the guy doesn't have a lot of money, he's able to scrap together enough money to buy shlamim merubim. So ask the Mar now a very cryptic question. We're just going to try to understand what the question is here. So Amr Le Rav Sheshes. Hare Amru, Toflin Behema Lebehema. So he says you're allowed to mix together an animal and animal. Unclear what he means by that. So the Gemara says, my Kamar, what exactly is Rav Sheshes saying? Elaim, if he means to say, Hachi Kamar Le, Hare Amru, Toflin Behema Lebehema, about Lo Maos Lemaos. If the question that Rav Sheshes was asking is that, wait a second, you're only allowed to mix animal A and have a separate animal B and animal C if you wanted, but you can't mix money together to have one large animal, meaning the real question is on the words lo maos amos. So he should have emphasized that phrase, le malay ain't tofen maos amos, if that was really his question. But he didn't say maos amos. Rav Sheshes says behema lebehema. So what exactly was Rav Sheshes saying to Rav Chisda? Alahachi kamar. Rav Sheshes says, amr le, hari amru af tofen behema lebehema. He says, Rav Chisda says, you could be tofel and buy maybe par gadol, one larger animal. And Rav Sheshes says, why are you only giving that example? I hold af tofel behema lebehema, meaning you could both do mix the money together and you could mix the animals together. Why is Rav Chisda only giving an example of tofel u maybe par gadol? And come on, and who does Rav Sheshes hold like, if that's the case? Delo kichis givlo kreb yochem. Turns out, Rav Sheshes' understanding was both against Rav Yochanan and Chisda. They both thought only one case worked, either Maos Lemaos or Behema Lebehema, not both of them. So where does Rav Sheshes get this case that you're allowed to off Tofel and Behema Lebehema? Both scenarios are both acceptable. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me it's the Amorai who depligi, that only the Amoraim, namely Chizkia and Rav Yochanan argue, but Masisa lapligi, but in the Masisa, on the Brisa level, there's no Machlokas, meaning in the Brisa level, that both are actually acceptable. So Gemara says, but it's hard to say that. Meaning the Brisa, it sounds like right now, the Brisa thinks both Behema Lebehema and Maos Lemaos are both acceptable. So Gemara says, you can't say that because Hakatani, we saw earlier, the Amud Aleph, Achila Rishona Minachulim. The Brayse says that the first animal that's brought must come from an animal that's chulin entirely. So we don't accept malus and malus. We don't accept that you can mix together in animal A, both chulin and ma'aseh sheni. To which Gemara says, no. My achila rishon, when the Brayse says my achila rishona, sheer d'me achila rishon min achulin. What that means is that when you mix together malus chulin and malus ma'aseh sheni, make sure that at least there's enough chulin to cover the first eating. So let's say the animal costs $1,000. And the first meal, shiur achila, is $100. So make sure there's at least $100 of chulin in that first larger animal that you're buying. And that's what we're understanding. So now the Gemara says, what comes out from this is that although Chizkiya, Rabbi Yochanan argue that only one of the scenarios are actually acceptable, Rav Sheshes has this phantom brisa, and we're reading the Amud Aleph brisa as such a way that both cases are actually acceptable, both malus lemalus and behema lebehema. That's what comes out from this Gemara. So now the Gemara says a completely different topic now, and related to Chagiga, but a different approach now. Amar Ula, Ula says, Amar Reish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemos, L'Chagigasa. So let's say a person separates 10 animals for his Chagiga. We said it before, you're allowed to. If you have a lot of people over, you can have one animal from Eser Sheni, the other animals from Chulin, or other way around rather, first animal from Chulin, the other animals from Eser Sheni. The guy's got 10 animals he separated for Chagiga. And what happens is, Hikriva Chamesh B'Yamtiv Arishon, he brings 5 of them on day 1 of Yamtiv, and Choser Makriv Chamesh B'Yamtiv Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni doesn't mean Yom Tov Sheni because there's a Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, but it means a Chol HaMoed and on. So by day 2, he brings the 5 other ones. That's acceptable according to Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kevin Shepasuk Shuv Einu Makriv. He says no. Once you brought 5 on day 1, you cannot bring the other 5 the days afterwards. So that's the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to see has to do with an issue of Baal Tosef. How Baal Tosef, we'll get to in just a second. So let's just look at the Gemara a little bit further. Let's look at the Gemara first, actually. The Rashi first. Rashi writes, Choser u'makiv chamesh b'yom tov sheni. You're allowed to, according to Reish Lakish, bring the other 5 on the remaining days of Chol HaMoed. V'lo amrina, we don't say over hu b'Baal Tosef. There's no violation of Baal Tosef here. Rachmana amar v'chagosim osu chad yoma v'sulo. The Pasuk says you can only bring day 1. You can't bring Chagiga on day 2. We don't say, even though you're bringing on day 2, you're violating Baal Tosef. Why? We view day 2 and day 3 as extensions of day 1. They're tashlumim, meaning I'm bringing them all for day 1. I missed them. I couldn't bring all 10 day 1. I got busy, so I'm making it up. But I understand it's all going back to day 1. That's not Baal Tosef. As opposed to, if I initially said I'm bringing 5 on day 1 and 5 on day 2, that would be a violation of Baal Tosef. But this case is no. I wanted to bring all on day 1. I just wasn't able to, so I'm making up the day 1 as tashlum. That's acceptable. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's Reish Lakish understanding. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I think once day 1's over, there's no making up afterwards. And if you bring them days afterwards, you will be in violation of Baal Tosef. So Gemara explains that. Amar Rabbi Abba. V'lo pligi, there is no machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Kan b'stam, kan b'befar. Shtam is where you didn't specify. You didn't specify that is a problem of Baal Tosef. We'll see the Gemara is going to explain. If I was mefarish, if I said explicitly that I want to bring on day 1 and everything else is just a tashum, and that's acceptable. So shtam is where it's a problem of Baal Tosef. Mefarish where I say I want them all for day 1. That's not Baal Tosef. Anything I bring afterwards is just a tashumim for that which I explicitly said I want them for day 1. So what's the case of shtam then? So the Gemara says, hey, chidami, hi, stam, hey, chidami. What's the case of stam? I didn't specify which day I want to bring them. Ilema deleka shals biyom likar. If it's a situation, I didn't specify. I wanted to bring all 10 on day 1. I didn't say this, but I wanted to. My das was to bring all 10 on day 1. But I ran out of time. It was a busy day. 10 is a lot of animals to bring, and there's a whole other tzibur who wants to bring karbanos. I just ran out of time to bring all 10. Hi, dela akrivini. The reason why I didn't bring in day 1 is because I lost time. The time ran out. So I'm bringing them day 2 to make up day 1. That should be completely fine. That's not Baal Tosef. Ella must be. Maybe because I ran out of people who were eating the chagigas. So there's too much food now. Let's wait until tomorrow. So I'll bring them tomorrow. That too isn't a problem because Haidila Krivinu, the reason why I didn't bring them all 10 on day 1 is because Dilesle Oakland, there's a technical problem. I had no one to eat them, so I brought them at day 2. But my ikra intention was really day 1. That's all viewed as tashlumin for day 1. That's acceptable, even though I didn't say I'm doing this. That was understood as stam. So what's a case where stam, I didn't specify anything, where it would be a problem of Baal Tosef? So Gemara says, Lo tzricha, di'ika shals b'yom, v'shle ochem. The case is where I had plenty more time. The time didn't run out. I could have brought another 5 to the Beis HaMikdash. I had plenty of people to eat in my house to feed them, but I stopped anyways. I brought 5 and I stopped. and brought five a day later, that's where it's Baal Tosef. That's not where I'm being mashlim for day one. That's where I decided, I had the full intent to bring five on day one. Five on day two, that's Baal Tosef if it's viewed as a separate day. So Gemara says, midikama la kervinu, the fact that I didn't bring all on day one, even though I could have, I had ochlin, I had the time, but I decided not to, must be shmamina shire sharinu. I intentionally left them out to bring on day two, which would then be a violation of Baal Tosef. We can't view that as being mashlim day one as a tashumim. It's very sensible to say this as well, because the Chiyasa Rabban, when Rabban came back from Eretz Yisrael to Bava, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Hifrish Esa Behemos L'Chagigaso, Hikrif Chamesh B'Yom Tov Rishon, Chozim Makriv B'Chamesh B'Yom Tov Sheni. But wait a second, we just saw above, Rabbi Yochanan said, you cannot be Makriv on Yom Tov Sheni. Kasha Adade, there's a stira. How do you reconcile the stira between the two statements in Rabbi Yochanan's name? El Alav must be Shema Amina, Kan Mestam, Kan Mefarsh. If you specified I want all 10 to be on day one, and just turned out I didn't bring all 10, that's okay. If I didn't specify, I delayed intentionally, that would be where there'd be an Isser about Tosef, and you can't be Makriv the other five. And the Gemara says, last line, going to Daf Tes now, Itmanami was said as well, in the name of Abba Rishamin, Shemin Bar Abba Amar B'Yochran, Lo Shanu, going to Daf Tes now, this was only taught, Ella, Shlo Gamar, if I didn't complete what was going on. We'll see what that means in just a second. Abba Gamar, Choser Makriv. I mean, the only issue is, if I stop bringing the Karbanos, even though I had more time, if it wasn't Gamar, if the day wasn't complete, but I stopped anyways, then it would be an issue for me to bring the next day. Abba Gamar, if the day completed itself, and that's why I couldn't bring the other five, then I could be Chozer Makriv. So my Gomer, what does Gomer mean? Ask Gomer. I told you what it meant already, but Gomer's going to ask the question now. Ilema Gomer Karbonosov, if it means if I complete all my Karbonos, my Makriv, that means what else am I going to bring? I already finished them. It can't be Gomer on the Karbonos, Ella must be Shalo Gomer Hayom. If I stop bringing, even though the day hadn't completed, but I stopped, that's the issue about Tosef. Aval Gamar Yom, if the day was over, and that's why I couldn't bring anymore, then I can be Chozer Makriv. That indicates everything I'm bringing is actually a Tashlumim for day one. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We first spoke about the person being Tofel, combining Maos Sheni, Achulim, Maos Sheni, that Chizkia says you can buy separate animals, but you can't combine to one larger animal. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you can combine to one large animal, but you can't have separate animals. And then we had a Brisa supporting each of the opinions based on the word Misas. And then the Gemara said, why can't you bring Meiser Behema on Yantip? Because you might come to be Mafrish, Meiser Behema on Shabbos, which is a problem of putting the Sikras of Tzaveya. The word Misas is a chulin from the Pasuk in Megillas Esther. Then we brought the source, how do you know you can bring all types of karbanos to fulfill your Shama Simcha, the Samacht V'Chagecha, the Rabbos Kol Mine Smachos. And then how do you know you can't use Ofos Menachos, the word V'Smachta B'Chagecha, connecting Chagiga to Behema, so to V'Smachta is only Behema. Rashi says you don't need the word V'Chagiga, Chagecha rather, V'Smachta alone, only that which excites you, which is Behema's, Ofos Menachos don't really excite us, that's understood not to be included. The word B'Chagecha, according to Rashi, which tells me, V'Smachta B'Chagecha, V'Lo B'Ishtecha, you can't get married on Yantif or Chalamoid. And then the Mishnah says, four permutations, one who has a lot of property, small amount of property, a lot of family members, small amount of family members, how a person should go about bringing his karbanos. And then this cryptic conversation between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, what came out from that conversation was that although Rav Chisda, rather Chizkiah, and Rav Yochanan both had separate opinions of either one or the other, Malos Malos or Behema Behema, the Brisa apparently implies that both are acceptable, either Malos Malos or Behema Behema would both be acceptable according to the Brisa, and that was Rav Sheshes' understanding. And then finally we had the Machlokas Rav Shlokas Rav Yochanan about Hifrish Eser Behemos Chagigasa, five and day one, five and day two, Rav Shlokas allowed you, Yochanan said you can't do it, and we said there's no Machlokas, Mefarish, explicitly said all is for day one, I ran out of time, I can be Mashim, it's all viewed as day one. If I didn't specify, it was understood I stopped short and brought another five day two, that implies there's an issue of Baal Tosef. Okay? Everybody have a wonderful day. Berchtia.